Hey all you Josh Junkies out there. Welcome to another episode of Just Josh and with Josh Gentry, world's greatest micro podcast. I got some feedback. So you may recall the episode on traffic merging and the temptation to join the dark side. You know, when you're losing a lane due to construction or an accident. Whatever. And my brother, L, sent me an article, a link to an article, and the title of the article is essentially, those jerks passing you on the right are doing the right thing, right? Passing you and then merging. And they cited a bunch of studies that supposedly show that if, let's say you got two lanes of traffic going, you know, north, and you're losing the right lane due to construction, if everyone in the right lane remains in the right lane until the very last moment and then merges, which they call zipper merging. And that is the most efficient way to handle that. You will get the most throughput, the most cars through the bottleneck by doing it that way. Now, they do point out that an Achilles heel is that pretty much everyone has to be on board with that's the way you do it. So you can imagine trying to get, say, all the drivers in America, or 90% of the drivers in America, to all do it the same way. So not going to happen. But even if you had, if you changed driver's ed, if you had huge public education outreach, anyway, campaign to change the way people drive in this particular situation, even if you could get people to do that, does efficiency and expediency define right action? Is it a basis for ethical decision making? No, it is not. I maintain that those people are jerks. And it's a sweet, sweet temptation to become one of them, but they are jerks. So there. I do appreciate, I always appreciate feedback, and this was a nice, you know, it was a link to an article I could sink my teeth into and rant again about, so thank you, I appreciate it. You know, something kind of similar, even here in Albuquerque, in many ways a kind of a backwards city in terms of development, and it's a, you know, a western city, land of the free and well-armed kind of place, something that is... These roundabouts, these traffic circles are spreading like a mange across the city. They appear out of nowhere overnight like crop circles or something. In fact, maybe it's part of alien and undermined civilization to make us ripe for invasion. I would not be surprised. Or, barring that, barring alien, you know, prank. It's these schools. We need a brave public servant to take control of the public universities and purge the civil engineering curriculum of whatever BS they're teaching them about traffic engineering and roundabouts. I mean... And if it's a private institution and your kid wants to be a civil engineer, don't send them there. Don't pay that tuition, right? It's just wrong. You're perpetuating. Yeah. Let's all just say no to roundabouts. I mean, if people, I mean, and maybe, I don't know, barricades, people lying their body across the circle in protest, I want to see this. I would support it. Probably wouldn't do it myself, but I would support other brave souls doing it. The fine tradition of civil protests. I wouldn't go so far as to advocate in the dead of night when there's no traffic demolition, you know, dynamiting traffic roundabouts. I would not hope for some enterprising young anarchists to do any such thing. Uh, and I seem to be out of steam. So this has been another episode of Just Joshin' with Josh Gentry, the podcast where I think, therefore I'm wrong, after which I podcast. Enjoy yourselves.